The person who still feels their mother with them years after she dies isn't failing to heal. Human beings are not wired for interchangeable connection. We are wired for specific people. Now, here's what happens when that person dies. The system doesn't suddenly switch off. People reach for a phone to call someone who is gone. They turn to share something funny and then remember they're not here anymore. And the standard explanation for this has been that something is going wrong, that the system is misfiring, failing to update. When someone dies, the attachment system receives information that should trigger an update. This person is no longer accessible. The bond should dissolve, and attention should reorganize around other people. But that explanation runs into problems. The failure to update model only works if you already assume that person is completely gone. The physical world is all there is. That entire model was built far more on theory than actual observation. And in the late 1980s and early 1990s, a small group of researchers began doing something the field had largely avoided. They started studying what people actually do when they grieve, not what they were supposed to do. Dennis Klass, working with grieving parents who had lost children, began noticing something that didn't fit the model. The parents who were doing best weren't the ones who had detached. They were the ones who maintained an ongoing relationship with their child, keeping them present in family life, talking to them, feeling their continued influence. Around the same time, Phyllis Silverman at Harvard was studying widows, and she found the same pattern. And in a third line of research, Stephen Nickman at Harvard Medical School was studying grieving children. And again, the same pattern appeared. And the implications were significant. Because if continuing the bond is healthy, not pathological, then decades of clinical practice have been telling people the wrong thing. Therapists had been encouraging detachment, treating ongoing connection as unresolved grief, pathologizing what may be the most natural expression of the human attachment system. The healthiest grievers don't dissolve the bond, they maintain it. The goal of grief is not to reach a place where the person is gone, it's to find a new form for a relationship that was real, and in some sense, continues to be.